Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanakari Yamuna Tira Vanakari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Behari Tope Jana Balaba Giribarada Jaya Gopi Jana Balaba Giri Baradari Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Tope Jana Balaba Giri Barada Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Baradari Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tera Vanachari Yamuna Tera Vanachari Haribo Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki Gaura Premanande Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we are reading from the glorious Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, chapter 19, text 35, 36, and 37. 37 is on the board, yes? Okay. So I'll read the sloga, 35 and 36, and then we read together the other one. Nishtante narake nanye ya pradatu pradishtrutam pradishtrutasya jovanissa pratipadayatu bhavan. Translation: you will certainly be unable to fulfill your promise, and I think that because of this inability, your eternal residence will be in hell. Text 36. Natam danama prasam sati yena vritti vipadyate dana yagya tapakarma loke vittamato jataha. Translation: Srila Prabhupada, learned scholar, do not prize that charity which endangers one's own livelihood. Charity, sacrifice, austerity, and fruitive activities are possible for one who is competent to earn his livelihood properly. They are not possible for one who cannot maintain himself. So now we are reading together text 37. Dharmaya yasase aritaya kamaya svajanaya cha panchada vidajam mittam iyamutra cha modate dharmaya vasase aritaya kamaya svajanaya cha panchada vidajam mittam iha mutra cha modate dharmaya yasase rityam kamasya svajanaya cha panchada vibhajam vittam iha mutra cha modate. Panchada vidajam mittam iha mutra cha modate kamasya svajanaya cha. Matajis. Dharmaya for religion, Jasase for one's reputation, Artaya for increasing one's opulence, Kamaya for increasing sense gratification, Swajanaya cha and for maintaining one's family member, Panchada for these five different objectives, Vibhajan dividing, Vittam is accumulated wealth, Hiha in this world, Amutra the next world, Cha end, Modate he enjoys. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, one who is in full knowledge should divide his accumulated wealth in five parts: for religion, for reputation, for opulence, for sense gratification, and for the maintenance of his family members. Such a person is happy in this world and in the next. Please repeat after me. Therefore, one who is in full knowledge should divide his accumulated wealth in five parts: for religion, for reputation, for opulence, for sense gratification, and for the maintenance of his family members. Such a person is happy in this world and in the next. Purport. The Shastra enjoy that if one has money, one should divide all that he has accumulated in five divisions: one part for religion, one part for reputation, one part for opulence, one part for sense gratification, and one part to maintain the members of his family. At the present, however, because people are bereft of all knowledge, they spend all money for the satisfaction of their family. Srila Rupa Goswami taught us by his own example, by using 50% of his accumulated wealth for Krishna, 25% for his own self, and 25% for the member of his family. One main purpose should be to advance in Krishna consciousness. This will include Dharma, Artha, and Kama. However, because one's family member expects some profit, one should also satisfy them by giving them a portion of one's accumulated wealth. This is the Shastric injunction. Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Ganjana Salakaya Chachurumidyanayinatasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pasattade Starine Vancha Kalpa Karubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Pacitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhatta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is a beautiful story from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Who is speaking these words and to whom? Who remember? Yes. Sukracharya to speaking to whom? Bali Maharaj. Yes. So this is a beautiful pastimes how the Lord appeared as a dwarf. And Bali Maharaj thinks he's the son of a Brahmana who has come to beg, and therefore I should give. And when The small child asks, okay, what can I give to you? He says, oh, no, I just want 3 steps of land. And they say, my dear child, you're not very intelligent. You come to me, I am the king of everything. So you can ask more. I'll give you more. And then, of course, the Lord say, then no, man. See, if anybody is not satisfied whatever he gets by providence, then he'll never be satisfied. So, and then Shukracharya was a little bit materialistic inclined. He said, no. Don't give to this boy anything. And then Bali said, no, but I already promised. How can I go back? And then, of course, Shukracharya, who is very learned, but is smarter, he said, no, you can tell a white lies. You can tell in this situation, that situation, this other situation, you can also not fulfill the promise you are given. But Bali Maharaj say, it doesn't make sense because he studied under his guru did so many jagya. Because of the mercy of his guru, he was able to conquer the heavenly planet. But now his guru is telling, no, this person is Vishnu, so you should not give anything. But he said, when we're doing jagya, we chant swaha, 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 maybe the Lord be pleased. Now the Lord has come to take something from me. How can I deny? So this was his reasoning. And what Shukracharya's reasoning was, that if our king, Bali Maharaj, he gives everything, 3 steps of land, to this Vishnu, he will take everything because he's favoring the demigods. And he's thinking about his own self and he's thinking about his own family. What will happen to me? What will happen to my family? Who will feed my family? Who will maintain us? So therefore, you should not give. So this is the reasoning of the thinking. The Acharya said that Shukracharya, although is very powerful guru, is a smarta. And then Prabhupada explained what's the difference between a Vaishnava and a smarta Brahmin. A Vaishnava is meant to please Vishnu. Whatever we do, we are trying to please the Lord. But the smartas, they know santris, they know mantras, they know tantra, they know so many things. But they think always about their own self. So that's a major things. And of course, in this particular purpose, Srila Prabhupada say, yes, this is what the Shastra say. What Shukracharya says is true. We should divide our wealth into 5 portions. So that everybody is happy. But for devotee things, everything I have belongs to the Lord. What Bhaktivinoda Thakur say? In a famous song, he said, whatever I have, my family, my children, my house, my wealth, my land, everything is yours, for your service. So again, here we reflect different type of mentality. Because the body, it doesn't think, oh, I have so much money. It doesn't think, I want to enjoy all this money for myself and my family. It thinks, whatever I have is the blessing of the Lord. Bhoktaram yagyatyapasya sarvaloka maheshwaram. Everything belongs to Krishna. How can we claim anything belong to us? We cannot. He is the supreme enjoyer. Everything belongs to him. In the Bible it says that we come naked and we go naked. So we cannot take anything with us. So a devotee is training himself to see that everything which he receives by his duty, by his service, there is the blessing of the Lord. There is the mercy of the Lord for his Krishna consciousness. So he doesn't become attached, he doesn't become entangled in this whirlpool, in this net of Maya. You know? Because why people suffer? Because of attachment. People are dying on the bed and think, what about my family? What about my bank account? What about my check? Who will sign? Who will protect my wife? Who will feed my kids? And so on and so forth. What about my employees? They are thinking so many different ways because of material attachment. So devotee, they know, they have knowledge. So this transcendental knowledge, devotee are spiritual scientists. They understand that everything I have belongs to Krishna. So Krishna has given to me something, whether it's car, bike, bank account, wife, children, house, home. Everything we have, the Lord has given to me so that I can surrender more. I can render service to the Vaishnava community. I can render service to please Krishna and the Vaishnava. So that's the way the devotee think. Because otherwise we fall again into materialistic life. As a devotee wearing tilak and kunti mala and chanting Hare Krishna, we think, oh no, no, I want to make 1 crore, 1 building, 2 crore, 5 crore, 10 crore. It's unlimited. We'll never be satisfied. I still remember I was a child, 10 years old, and my grandfather told me, come here son, I want to tell you something. I said, yes. He said, you see, who is happy in this material world? And I was thinking, well, you know, this guy has a nice motorbike, the guy has a nice car, this guy has a nice house. He said, no. Those who think that they have these things, they're not happy. Because they're hankering for more and more and more. He said, you see, your uncle, he has 1 car, he wants another car. You see the other uncle, he has 1 house, he wants another house. So it goes unlimited. It doesn't matter how much you have to be happy. You want always more. That's a natural tendency of human being. So he said, you have this planet, you want another planet. You have this universe, you want another universe. So he said, so I said, well, so then who is happy? It's only the people who are content and happy to see that everything they have is the blessing of God. And they are satisfied with whatever they have, those people, they are happy. And I still remember, you know, I was 10 years old, I was thinking, why my grandfather is telling me these things? Because when you're a kid, you know, you think, okay. But then after you grow, you remember all these things the grandfather say. So, like that. So we must be satisfied with whatever we have. Krishna is giving us a nice place. Krishna is giving us a nice place in Mayapur. It's a spiritual world. Yeah. We have the Ganges. We have beautiful deity, beautiful temple, association with wonderful Vaishnavas. Service to the Lord, which will promote us to the spiritual world. Happiness in the form of chanting the holy name. Unlimited prasadam. Mayapur. Yeah, we have 5 big kitchens. Everywhere you go, you can take prasadam. Ma prasadam. Whatever variety of prasadam, from idli to pizza, everything is available. So, in this context, there is a very nice small story of Sri Ramanujacharya. So, Sri Ramanujacharya was in Sri Rangam 800 years ago. And he has a nice ashram with a lot of brahmacharis. And he had also many grihasthas. And he was preaching every day, speaking the glories of the Lord. So, sometime he had a feeling that this brahmachari, you know, they're very nice people, but sometimes they become a little too entangled into nitty-grittiness. So, every day he used to go and take bath in the Kaveri River, which is in Sri Rangam. Many people have been in Sri Rangam. So many people. So all of you know about the Kaveri River. At that time maybe it's quite big. Maybe it was deeper at that time. And Ramanujacharya, after coming out, taking bath and chanting his Gayatri, used to give the cloth to Kuresha, who was a wrestler. You know? He made him a devotee. And he is a grihastha. He is married. He has a wife. So he used to give the cloth to him to hold, and then when he comes out of the water, he hold his hand and come up, and he could sense this brahmachari feel like, who is this guy? Pocha grihastha, you know, who is this grihastha who is coming here? You know, because brahmachari sometimes they think grihastha are very fallen.
because they are married, they have kids, they have family duty, they are in contact with women, you know. We are brahmachari, we are strong. I was brahmachari for 10 years, so I know what brahmachari thinks. And so, they are kind of criticized, you know. So Ramanuja could sense this. So he said, let me teach them a lesson. One night, when everybody was sleeping, they're all romping. You know, when brahmacharis sleep, you can throw a bucket of water on them. They don't wake up because they render service all day with all they have, with all enthusiasm. So in the night, they're very tired. So, and every day they wash their clothes and they put it for drying on the line. So he went to the ashram, he took a knife and cut from each one dhoti, one piece, strip piece, look like it's for making coping, you know, sometimes you cut one piece of dhoti for making a coping. Brahmachari don't wear underwear, they wear copings. And so, in the morning when the brahmachari get up, and after taking shower, they're going to take the clothes, and say, what? Who cut my dhoti? Who is that rascal? I know it's you. No, it's you. You don't like me. That's why you cut. The guy said, no, wait, somebody cut my dhoti also. So they were all fighting. And they almost got into fist fight. I'm going to punch your face. So Ramanuja came and said, hey, stop, stop, stop. What's going on? Somebody, this guy don't like me. That guy don't like me. The guy that say, no, the other guy don't like me. He's criticizing me all the time. Oh, the guy's eating too much. That's why he don't like me. Something. So he stopped the fight. Okay, no, relax. I'll give you new dhoti, everybody. You go, no problem. Don't worry. Let's go to temple, Mangalarti. Let's worship the Lord. And so everything was peaceful again. But they were like, who is going to? If I cut, somebody cut my dhoti and punch his nose. And send him to them with a red nose in his face. So then Ramanuja thought, he called his main disciple, some 10 brahmachari, and he told them, look, tonight Kureshya has come here to serve me dinner. So I will entertain him here till late in the night. I will keep him here. You please go to his house, his wife is there. You please steal everything from his house. All the silver, gold, whatever you find of value, bring it to me. But before you bring, you wait outside of the window and see when Kuresh come back, what is his reaction. Okay. Very strange instruction by a guru. You tell him to go and steal something from some other devotees. Yes, Gurudev. But in their mind, they think, anyways, a pocha grihastha, you know, let's go and steal everything from me. So, with very happy heart, they went in the night and they're waiting. At the time there was no bulb, there is only oil lamp. So the wife is waiting, she's moving around, so they're, wait, we cannot go inside, otherwise she will catch us. So at one point the wife is waiting, 10 o'clock, she's going on the bed, and she's taking a little rest, waiting for the husband to come. She's very chaste, she's a very nice woman. She's a great devotee also. So, then when the devotee see that she's sleeping, then they say, okay, this is our chance. Let's go inside. So they took a gunny bag and they start to put all the lamp, all the things, all the puja paraphernalia, they stole everything. And then they saw that she had some nice earring, gold earring, like all the lady like gold earring, gold chain, bangles, anklets. So she was on one side like this, so they slowly remove everything on one side, you know. And then she's actually not sleeping. She opened the eyes and she can see this brahmachari moving around and taking things, and she's thinking, why brahmachari will steal from our house unless there is some very serious problem in the temple or the Guru Maharaj needs some wealth and didn't have time to inform us, so let them take, no problem. But when they removed from one side, she thought, oh, let me turn the other side so they can take the other side. But when she moved, all the brahmachari got scared, and they're on their way. And they're waiting outside the window, they're like, oh, what is going to happen to us? What if she sees that we stole everything? So anyway, the husband came. She offered water to wash his feet and wash his mouth. Said, please, I'll come here so late. Oh no, no, I was with our Guru Maharaj, I was listening to beautiful Krishna Katha. Guru Maharaj give me such nice instruction, I will tell you everything. So then he sit down to take his dinner. Not light dinner, whatever. And there is oil lamp. And so when she's serving, Kuresha could see, oh, how come? You have only one bangles, you have only one earring, you have only one anklet, you don't have a gold chain, pavitra, what happened? Say, no, you see, the devotee came, the brahmachari came, and they took everything. And I was thinking that, oh, our Guru Maharaj need this wealth immediately to do something which is very urgent. And she, Kuresh asked, so what did you do? He said, well, when they remove from one side, I was thinking I will turn so they can remove the other side. And then he's thinking, why you're such a foolish woman? Why you didn't stay still? Whatever they want, they can take. You could just pretend to sleep and they would have taken everything. Now you ruin everything. Because you think you're in control, you think you want to give, you think it's your. Everything belongs to Krishna. And whatever Krishna gives, Krishna can also take. Why you are thinking like that? And she felt very ashamed. She said, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Next time I won't move. So this brahmachari, they heard everything. And they went to their Guru Maharaj, Ramanujacharya, and told the whole story. What happened? What happened to Kuresha when he came home? Was he angry with his wife that they stole everything? He said, no, he was not angry. What did he say? He said, oh no, my Guru Maharaj need this wealth. Maybe that's why they have taken. Maybe some problem. So, the next day, okay. Next day there was a class. So in the class, Ramanujacharya said, okay, my dear brahmacharis, you think you are very great, and you think you are very renounced, and you think you are very surrendered. I was the one who cut your dhoti. And you end up in a fist fight. And unless I come there, you will be all in the hospital with the broken bones. But what happened to Kuresha? He is a pocha grihastha. You think he is fallen. But when somebody stole everything from his house, what his wife said? No, no, no problem. Guru Maharaj needs this one. So who is more advanced? You or the grihastha? Then all the brahmachari put down their head. And they say, forgive us, Guru Maharaj. So they learn a lesson. Of course, this is not applicable to today's. I don't know how far it's applicable to today's. But this is just a thought of instruction. Because we should see all the Vaishnavas are great devotees. All the Vaishnavas are wonderful devotees engaged in the service of the Lord. So they're all glorious. There is another beautiful pastime that I would like to share with you. At one point, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj was going to install a temple in Calcutta. So they called him, please come, we have to install the deities. So Guru Maharaj came there. There were so many brahmacharis. So then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami saw, okay, where is that brahmachari who worked very hard? He went and collected so much money and this and that. I don't see him. Where is he? He said, no, Guru Maharaj, he has fallen. What do you mean he's fallen? Oh, he got involved with some lady, we chastise him so much, we kick him out of the temple. Bhaktisiddhanta, what did you do? Yes, we kick him out of the temple, we don't want any fallen soul with us. Bhaktisiddhanta was shocked. He said, I don't want to install the deity. I don't want this temple. Unless you bring the brahmachari here, I will not install the deity. I will go back to Mayapur. So all the devotees are scared. Oh my God. They thought that Guru Maharaj would say, oh, very nice. You throw out this rotten potato. But no. Bhaktisiddhanta was very concerned. So they went and searched everywhere for him. At one point, one brahmachari found him. I told him, Prabhu, please come. Where are you? Oh, I'm working in this company, watch company, but I'm not very happy with our association of devotees. Say, please come, Guru Maharaj is calling you. He said, how can I come? I'm a fallen soul. I fall down, this, that. No, no, you please come. So then he came, he paid obeisance to his Guru Maharaj, said, please forgive me, Guru Maharaj, I am a fallen soul. He said, no, no, you stay here. You hear Krishna Katha. You chant your round. You do service. And then he told all the brahmachari, all the devotees, that we spend so much time and energy and blood to make one devotee. And now you threw him out? No, it's not good. Simply by hearing Krishna Katha, by serving the Lord, all this lust, all this greed, all this impurity will go away. You don't have to worry. That's Krishna's business. This is not our business. Each one of us has a relationship with the Lord. Somebody, people make mistake. But we have to encourage everyone to remain fixed on path of Krishna consciousness. So all the devotees were very surprised. So we should never offend the devotees, because this offending the devotees is a major cause for stopping our advancement in Krishna consciousness. We may see something wrong. We may perceive something which is not correct. But I think we have to be a little optimistic. And Srila Prabhupada said, we are in the material world, which is like an hospital. Don't expect everybody to be a pure devotee or everyone to be perfect. This material world is dukkalayam asaswatam. It's full of suffering and full of problems. So any devotee who come in contact with Krishna consciousness, who is chanting Hare Krishna, it doesn't matter what fault he has. It doesn't matter how fallen he is. Eventually, that devotee will become a pure devotee. If he follows sincerely this path of devotional service, anya vilatita sita sunyam jnana karma anavritam. So we can give up all this material propensity in due course of time. Srila Prabhupada said, when you switch off the fan will turn some more time. Yes? So eventually, if we sincerely chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, if we sincerely and honestly participate in the spiritual movement and preaching Krishna consciousness and distribute the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we will return back home, back to Godhead. We have no doubt about this. It's not that we think, oh Prabhu, this life, I don't know, maybe I have to come back. No, no, no. We must be determined. This life is my last life. By the blessing of Guru, by the blessing of the Vaishnava, by the blessing of Krishna, I can go back to God. I can do it. Because the moment you start to think, oh maybe, maybe not, maybe you end up in some heavenly planet, Indraloka, where all the beautiful girls are dancing, nice food, it's like Hollywood, Bollywood, Tollywood, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. It's all, every step is a dance, every word is a song, everything is perfect, everything is nice. But then when you come back from there after who knows how many years, you come back again to the station, earthly planet, Kali Yuga has advanced so much, the people become so small. People eat each other. So who wants to come back in this Kali Yuga, in this planet? We have no business to come back here. Our business is preaching Krishna consciousness as much as we want, as much as we can. Give this mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of the chanting of the holy name of the Lord to everyone without distinction. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So if we continue persistently and sincerely, what Krishna says, that I'll give you whatever you need. I'll protect whatever you have. So wherever we have belong to Krishna. Let me tell you small pastimes. I am not a great devotee, I am not a pure devotee, but one day Krishna is reciprocating with all of us, and all of us can perceive in different time. One time I parked my motorbike here in the parking lot inside ISKCON, in the backside of the long building. I was doing service for the TOVP. So I came down at 2 o'clock to take lunch. My motorbike is not there. Then I went and asked the chokidar. There's a chokidar here, chokidar here. I asked everybody. I thought, oh, maybe sometime for fun, some devotee put it somewhere else, you know. And of course, I'm very attached to my motorcycle because I used to race on the motorcycle. So I'm very attached. So then I asked everybody. No, not to be seen. Then I search everywhere, maybe somebody threw it in the bush. I ask the mechanic outside, I ask the boatman, did anybody take this bike? No, nobody knows anything. I said, okay. So I was praying to Krishna, I said, okay Krishna, I know I'm very attached to this motorcycle, but I pray to you that if I can use it in your service, please give it back to me. But if you think I'm in Maya because of the motorcycle and you took it, I am happy with that also. Whatever you want. So after 5 days, one devotee called me and said, hey, I saw your motorcycle. Come, quickly, in Swarup Ganj. He's in one mechanic shop. I said, you sure? Yeah, the number plate is there. I know your motorcycle. Okay. I went there with a policeman. And then we went there and we asked the man, so who's his motorcycle? He said, I don't know. Somebody give for servicing, so... Where is the person? I don't know. You know, some, in India, it's not, you don't have to register, write name. It's not like in the West. Somebody come and say, fix my tire, you fix the tire. What's the big deal? What's your name? Where you come from? Nobody knows. So then I say, can you call the person? I say, I don't know. So the police told him, look, this guy has a document. This is his bike. So please give him back. So I say, okay, you take it. So Krishna, give me back my bike. And I was thinking, what? Krishna, you're playing tricks with me. I'm nobody, but still you give me back my motorbike. So Krishna is reciprocating with us all the time. Sometimes we don't notice it, but sometimes we have to notice everything is happening to us. There is behind Krishna. He's teaching us a lesson. So we slowly, as we make advancement, we can perceive Krishna more and more and more. So, anyway, coming back to wealth, if we think everything we have belongs to the Lord, if we are very attached, maybe Krishna will take it away. But if we think, Krishna, whatever I have, this is yours. I'm using for your service. So then Krishna will not take it. Krishna will protect it. And what is the last slogan of the Bhagavad Gita? Wherever there is Krishna Arjuna, there will be victory, power, morality, wealth. So, Rake Krishna Mareke, Mare Krishna Rakeke. Simple philosophy, yeah? If we take shelter of Krishna, then Krishna will always protect us. If Krishna wants to kill us, no one can protect us. So, with these words, I would like to stop here, and we are having a few minutes for any question and answer. I'd like to thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Also, I was traveling to Himalaya. I went to Gangotri and Badrinath, and I bought some prasadam for you, which I would like Jananivas Prabhu to distribute to everybody because he's a pure devotee, so please. It was very cold there, but it was very nice. We saw many holy places. We went and see this, where Sukadev Goswami spoke, the Srimad Bhagavatam, and there was Lokanath Maharaj with 2,000 disciples, giving Sapta, 1 week Hindi, Srimad Bhagavatam class. And then we went to Bhimkund, we saw the Saraswati River. Many beautiful places in Himalaya, no? When you see the Himalaya, you can feel like the... Krishna saying in the Bhagavad Gita, of all immovable things, I am the Himalaya. So this is a gigantic mountain, and we are just small, tiny, like a grain of sand. It brings us, our false ego, back to our normal. And also we received a call when we were in Delhi that our Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Japataka Swami, needs some service. So we flew immediately from the cold minus temperature to Chennai, it was 46. But the blessing of Guru and Vaishnava is the most important thing, so we went there, we rendered some service. Unfortunately, his health is not the best, but we pray for his health, that he can recover as soon as possible. So, any question? Yes, Prabhuji. Especially you are Brahmachari, you should be Sahisra. Grihastha, okay, we can contest, but Brahmachari should be Sahisra. They're building new Brahmachari ashram also. Brahmachari has latest mobile phone, car, bikes. I think they're wealthier than us. Okay, no problem, I'm joking. Microphone, so everybody can hear, sorry.
So, practically speaking, how do we do that? Like, be satisfied? Because it's like, you say, let's be satisfied. But how does that manifest? How can we express that in our day-to-day life? Like, practically speaking.
How do we
I don't know if that makes any sense. It's like, we hear the instruction, be satisfied with what you have.
Yeah.
But how can we demonstrate that? Can you give some example how we can demonstrate like a satisfaction in our day-to-day life?
I can give you many examples. But as a Grihastha, I can give you. As a Brahmachari, of course, you should be satisfied just... Grihastha means everything they have belongs to their Guru and Krishna. So, whatever you have four pieces of clothes, you have a room you share with other Brahmachari, and your satisfaction should be the service you are rendering to your Guru Maharaj. Material things will come and go, so whatever facility you need, Krishna will give to you for preaching. Like we have Sankirtan buses, they're traveling, they have a kitchen, they have pot, they have plates, they have books, they have microphone, they have so many things. So Yukta Vairagya means we utilize everything in the service of the Lord. So in that way, what more do you need? It's like you are having 600 temples around the world where you can go as a Brahmachari. They have car, they have kitchen, they have everything. So you have 600 houses. I have one house. But you have 600 houses around the world where you can go and stay for free and preach Krishna consciousness. And they have cars and they have devotees and they have all the facility for you to render service to the Lord. So I think in this lifetime, even if you go 3 days in each center, it takes you many years to visit all the center. Plus we have farm, plus we have school. So how rich you are. So the question of our mind, what we think, what is wealth? For Brahmachari, for Brahmanas, wealth is knowledge. You have knowledge which nobody else possesses. You can free people from the entanglement of birth, death, old age and disease. That's your wealth. For Grihastha, we work, we earn money, and therefore we have to split our money into this. But as Srila Prabhupada say, 50% goes to the temple, 25% for us, 25% to the family member. Kolavicha Sridhar, he was exemplary devotee. Out of whatever he collect, 50% used to worship the Ganges, and 50% used to use for himself. So how can we be satisfied? Is that we have to tell our mind that, hey, be happy, man. You don't have to go to the factory and work from 10 to 5, making some bolts and nuts, or writing some paper in some bank, or whatever work you can do. Because you are free from doing any service, material entangling service. You don't have a boss who come and push you. You have to achieve this target. You have to sell so many houses. You have to collect so many. No. You are free from all this entanglement. You are in a Brahmachari state, which is Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Sovachati Nakanshati. You know? So you should be so happy and satisfied. You have no responsibility other than serving your Guru and Krishna. So we have to tell our mind this, because sometimes we become influenced by material nature and we think, oh, I need more, I need more, I need more. We don't need more. You know, simple living, high thinking. That's our philosophy. So actually, As I become old, I can see less I have, I feel more happy. Because anyway, the house you cannot take with you, the bike you cannot take with you, the dodi you cannot take with you, you cannot take anything. And when we travel around, I have 4 dodi, 4 kurta, 4 chadar. Okay, I can leave out the suitcase. So what's the problem? We have to achieve happiness within our own mind. Because our mind is always telling us, why don't you get it? Look at the brahmachari, it's a nice watch. Look at the other guy, he has a nice phone. Phone is a phone, you need for phone call, do whatever you need. Car is a car, it takes you to point A to point B, whether it's a nice car or ambassador, whatever it is. So we have to look into the essence of our life and try to minimize our demand, because otherwise you can demand unlimitedly and still not be satisfied. Now all the rich people of the world say, I wish people would become rich like me and realize that all these things don't make you happy. So we should not be in illusion thinking more is happiness. No. Whatever we have, let's be happy with that. And let's engage that in the service of Krishna. Let's engage that car, the bike, the house, the family, the children. We put Krishna in the center and we teach. I have a granddaughter, she's only 2 years old. Her name is Arya. My wife is teaching her every day to do Abhishekam. And she loves it. So, you know, we put Krishna in the center, the children learn everything, that's our culture. And we satisfy with that. If sometime one, Krishna will take away everything, or Krishna will give us everything, whatever. For devotee, whether we sleep in a gold palace or under the bridge, when you close your eyes, you don't know where you are. Isn't it? So, no problem. This does satisfy your question.
So, the way I understand it, you're saying that one side is to keep as much as we need to keep body and soul together and then engage in Krishna service. Anything beyond that is not required.
See, whatever we need, we don't have to accumulate. See, I know as a grihasa we accumulate so much junk. When you move from one house to another house, you find so many things. Oh, I was looking for this and I bought another one. Oh, I was looking for this other thing and I bought another one, because you cannot find in the house, you know. So you have so much stuff, you know. Sometimes you tell, do you really need all these pots? Yeah, this is my kitchen, no, I need this. Okay, no problem, this is your woman kingdom, so don't interfere with your kitchen. But I'm just saying that, you know, whatever we need, Krishna will give us. We have to have that faith, that much faith. Prabhupada went to America with 40 rupees in his pocket. He had a vision about the movement. He had a vision about devotees. He had a vision about temples and farm and school. But he said, time is separating me from them. But then everything became manifested. And Prabhupada said, I went with 40 rupees, now I have 40 crores. Who is the best businessman? No businessman in 10 years can make from 40 rupees to 40 crores. So don't worry. Whatever you need, I see. Whatever we need, one person will come and say, hey Prabhu, I want to give you this. You need this for preaching. You need a watch? Yes, Krishna, I need a watch for preaching. Somebody will come and say, Prabhu, I have 2 watches, take one. I've seen it in my life. Whether you need a bike, a car, airplane, helicopter, whatever you need for preaching, Krishna will give you. But the idea is that we don't become attached. So also if we have surplus, we also give. Brahmana, Prabhupada said, Brahmana is a person who receives 1 lakh rupees in the morning, in the night he's still a poor man. Why? He takes the lakh rupees to distribute to everybody. At the time of Krishna, Krishna gave 10,000 cow each Brahmana, every day. The Brahmana didn't start the goshala and start to make milk, and start to make yogurt, and start to make cheese. No. What did he do with the cows? They distribute to the general public, to everyone. That's the quality of the Brahmana. Now I understand who we are. Are we Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra? Of course, we are not this, but our body belongs to one of these four, and mix sometimes. So according to the, you know, if you have a bicycle, you cannot drive to Calcutta. I mean, you can, but it's going to take you 10 hours. So you have to understand our body and our propensity. And as we understand, we can purify ourselves. So Vaishnava is above all the 4 Varna ashrams. Yes? because he's serving Vishnu. So we are not concerned what we are, whether we are cleaning the floor, we are cooking, we are doing the aarti, we are fixing the bolt and nuts in the car. Whatever we know how to do, let's engage that in the service of the Lord. Then we can be satisfied with that. Does that answer your question? Hare Krishna. Any question from the Matajis? It's almost time for prasadam. Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Gaura Premanande. Please, Mataji, collect your prasadam from the end of Jananivas Prabhu and all the other devotees also.